Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast, and I am delighted that you have joined me today. I want to talk today about blogging, and specifically about blog titles. And I want to go over four reasons why it is really important for you to have good blog titles. Now, whether you are actually someone who blogs for money, there are people who try to monetize their blog, or whether you have a blog for your business, it is crucial to have good blog titles. So here are four reasons why. Number one, first impression. Your blog article title is that first chance you have to make an impression on your reader. If your title can't capture someone's interest within a few seconds, then you've lost a reader and a potential client for your business. So you really have to spend time. Really, you almost need to spend as much time coming up with a headline for your article as you do actually writing the article itself. You will be well served to do that. Search engines is the second reason for ranking on Google. Blog titles, those article titles, are going to show up in Google and Bing and Yahoo. So it's important that you have relevant keywords in your title in order to get good ranking, because that is what is going to in turn attract readers, if I can speak this morning. So you want to be able to make sure that your blog articles are focusing on a particular subject that your prospects are interested in, and then you choose the appropriate keywords and put those into the article title. Now, number three, the third reason why it's important to have good blog titles and headlines for your articles is because most people read the headlines. In fact, 8 out of 10 people read the headline copy, but guess what? Only 2 out of 10 are going to read the rest of the article. So you have to have that compelling title to be able to entice at least those two people, but hopefully even more, to continue to read the rest of your blog. It's so crucial. And finally, number four reason, is numbers actually will bring you more traffic. So if you really are trying to be able to get more traffic to your website, more traffic to your blog, to be able to get more readers and potential clients for your business, one good way to do it is to put a number into your headline. Articles with numbers in the headlines get 3 to 8 times more traffic than those without. And think about it, isn't it true? Because what numbers do is they make it more compelling, because people think it's going to be something really easy to follow. In fact, if you notice, I started off this podcast saying 4 reasons why it's important to have good blog titles. And I bet you I'm going to get a lot of people will see that and say, oh, really? Only 4 reasons? That's interesting. Let me find out what those 4 reasons are. So if you can do 5 ways to do something, or, you know, top 3 ways to do something, anytime you can use a number in there, you're going to be served very well. I will give you another little tidbit here, even though we're getting a little sidetracked here, but another good thing to do for a blog title, anytime you want to put in like a how-to type blog article, that is going to perform well as well, because perform well as well? Boy. Oh, well, you know what I mean. It's going to be great because, again, people are looking for easy solutions to their problems. So anytime you do a how-to, you're going to be golden. Now, just think about this. the next time you sit down to write a post, though, you want to be able to do a couple things. Number one, make sure you've done some keyword research on your topic and think carefully before you write that headline. And also, consider the four U's of copywriting, which I think I have talked about in a previous podcast. Ask yourself, is my headline unique? Is it urgent? Is it useful? Is it ultra specific? Anytime you can have as much of that information into one headline, that is going to really help you to be able to grab someone's attention and get them to read your blog post. And that's what we're all about here. Remember, at the Write, Sell, Succeed is the message, because it's the message that you convey, as I believe my announcer says, that gets your customer to pay. So, we're just going to do this is just a short, sweet one today. I just wanted to get that information out to you. As always, I encourage you to reach out to me on Twitter at Gloria Rand and use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed. And if you are getting value out of these podcasts, I encourage you to subscribe, whether it's on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. We're on Stitcher as well. That'd be great. And also, if you would be so kind as to leave us a review, I would love that as well. And I'm so proud of the fact that we've made it onto the new and noteworthy section on iTunes under business, which is cool. So I'm hoping that's going to mean that we're going to get a lot more folks listening in to this podcast, because I am having a ball doing this. So thanks again for joining me. I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.